Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And today we will be interviewing Kayla, one of the four winners of the Guest Spots giveaways. We've never met her before, so this will be a really exciting episode, and we hope y'all enjoy.
In this episode, we will be asking her questions about her faith.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com and check out our blog with our YouTube channel, both linked below.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our ninth episode of season three. One.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And in today's episode, we will be talking to one of the winners of the guest spot giveaways. Oh, I didn't say that about Peyton. Hi, Kayla. It's so nice to meet you. We're very happy that you participated in the giveaway and you won. So now you're on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, well, we're going to jump in with some questions. So the first one we've got for you is, what do you consider the most meaningful Bible verse in your life?
So this is like an uncommon Bible verse, or this is one of my favorite Bible verses, but I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. Which is, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And this Bible verse is a meaningful verse to me because it's a daily reminder that God has a plan for me and that to trust in him and his plan for me.
That's so cool. I've heard that verse before, actually. There was a sermon about it a few Sundays ago at my church. That's a really pretty verse, too. So how have you seen this verse not only speak to you, but like impact how you live your life, knowing that verse is truth over your life?
I like the verse because it just reminds me, like, whenever I stray away from God, to know that he always has a plan for me and that, yeah, that I can just trust in him. So then whenever I'm like worried or find myself straying away, I always like to go back to this verse.
Okay, I have a relevant question, but before I forget it, I'm gonna ask it. How did you find our podcast?
I'm trying to remember. I know I found it through Instagram. I don't remember. I think it came on like my Explore page, I think. And then I was like looking for a good like Christian podcast and I found you guys and I was like, oh, that's like so great. Cause I've been thinking about starting my own podcast and I really like the concept and what you guys talk about on yours.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, I was wondering that too, Evelyn. Thanks for asking that question. Because you are the only winner in the giveaway, I think, that we haven't at least met once in our lives. Like, the other winners, I am either friends with or they go to my church. So yes. And then we had a bunch of people enter, though, but we just picked randomly, like literally drawing out of a hat. I literally had a hat and I had names bold and I drew out of a hat. And so I was like, okay, I was wondering if we would get anyone that we didn't know because there were a ton that we didn't know, but ironically we got three that we did know. And I was like, okay, So then we got you and I was really happy. I was like, we got a person we don't know. I love engaging with people and meeting new people. And so it's really fun already.
Yeah. What state are you guys from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh, I'm from Minnesota.
Ooh, do y'all have snow up there right now?
We do.
Yeah.
That's a dream for us down here.
I'm really hoping we get some snow in January. But in what ways do you most commonly spread his word?
Probably the most common way I spread God's word is by just voicing my faith to friends, family, and just like anyone in general.
Yeah. So how do you find yourself bringing up those conversations? Like, do you find yourself praying with people? Do you open your Bible with people? Just more in-depth question.
Well, a lot of my friends, like, I like to ask sometimes, I'm like, do you have faith? And then I like to like voice what I believe and I feel like Yeah, just like in school, because I go to a public school, and there's not many people with a Catholic or Christian faith, and I just like voicing that to others when I'm just like in conversation. Yeah.
That's really cool. How do you see that as a mission field? Like, to define that, I mean, a place where you can share God's word openly. Do you feel comfortable sharing with other people all the time at school, or is it just certain people, certain times?
I feel like I'm open to sharing my faith with anyone. Like, I feel like it's just different because you don't know what different people believe in, but I still like sharing my faith and just being open about that. And that's why I really like going to youth group, because our school doesn't have like a faith-driven school, you know. But
yeah. What is your go-to book of the Bible when you need reassurance of your faith and purpose in God?
I normally go to Psalm most of the time, because I really like, there's not like a specific like verse, I just overall really like that book in the Bible.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite, just a little extra, do you have a favorite chapter in Psalms that you find yourself gravitated to?
Not that I can think of at the moment, but yeah, I just always find myself going to Psalms.
The poetry in Psalms is gorgeous, though. And I like that It's all this theme of like poetry and love of God, and all, it's beautiful, actually.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, my favorite verse was Psalms 23. Like, there are just a few like iconic verses, like everyone thinks of them first. And that's the one I think of first, like John 3:16 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then like Genesis 1:1. You know, I just always thought of Psalms 23, but not my favorite verse anymore. I found a better one.
What is your better one?
Matthew 24:30.
It's a good one.
Who are the most influential people in your life?
I'd probably have to say my mom, because she really raised me in the faith. And yeah, there's a lot of influential people in my life. Like, one of my favorite YouTubers, or Christian YouTubers that I like to watch, is Hey Miss Katie. She's our age, and I just really like the content she makes. And yeah.
I've never heard of her channel. I'll have to check it out.
I'm going to look her up. Yeah.
So our next question is, have you ever had any doubts in your faith journey? And when you do have doubts, how do you combat them with God's truths?
I sometimes have doubts, but then like I find God always bringing me back to him, like, because I feel like God speaks through other people most of the time. Like, if there's something like I'm worried about, someone will say something and I'm like, there's no way. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like all connected. Like, everything that happens for a reason. Like COVID, like, even though it's like a terrible thing that's like happening, it's just like there has to be a purpose to it, otherwise God wouldn't do it.
That's a good outlook on life also. Yeah. How, but God does speak through other people, and that's, I love it when he speaks through other people, though. I think it's just a breath of fresh air, because you know he's there. It's like reassurance. Even though you already know he's there, it's just like, it's put there. It's like, oh my goodness, he just told me that through this person. And also, have you ever had it when you're feeling sad or you're feeling extremely joyful, and then that kind of song comes on the radio, like that kind of song that speaks to you, the kind of song you need to hear? And I'm just like, I might be really sad and I need some reassurance of my faith because I'm doubting and I have trouble believing at that moment. And then one of my favorite songs about doubt comes on and I'm like, oh my goodness, I needed that today, because now I feel my faith coming back.
Well, I've never had a song come on the radio that I'm just like, oh, I need to hear that. Oh no. Sometimes when I'm, you know, listening to normal songs, not Christian songs, I'll be like, oh, I really wanted to listen to that song. That's the one I hoped would come on. But this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, so. What topics do you find yourself most interested in, like, when you're reading Bible studies and stuff?
I don't know. Like, I like all of them. Like, I don't find myself going to, like, a specific topic. But normally, like, at, like, church, when I'm, like, there's a certain thing on my mind, it's happened, like, a few times where I go and they talk about the exact thing that's, like, troubling me. And I just think that's really cool because I don't know. There's, like, no other way to explain that other than, like, God speaking through other people. I that's, like, my favorite thing ever, you know? But
it's a really interesting topic for sure. Do you have an example, a specific example, when you have seen or felt someone speak, like God speak through other people?
Well, I was questioning signing up for, this is like the most random thing, but I was wondering or if I should sign up for like a school sport, this like swim team. And I wasn't sure because I was like, well, I could do this or this. But then I don't know if this is really an example, but one of my friends told me and was like, you know what, like, I would just do it, like, I bet you'll meet, like, lots of new people there and stuff. So then I ended up doing it, and I don't know, it's just hard to, like, pinpoint one, because that wasn't really an example, but.
It is a good example, though. I mean, you were struggling, and that was, that idea was something you were really pondering, and then someone just helped you decide. I'm very indecisive, personally, so that would be a very helpful moment for me, because I need help with that all the time. Let's see.
I thought of another example that God talked through other people. So that one YouTuber I was talking about, the Hey Miss Katie one, I'd been looking for, like, a good Bible app, because I don't know why, but I'd never heard of the Bible app, and then she talked about it, and I was like, how have I not, like, heard of this? So then and there was, like, a way I could put it on my home screen. Like, I don't know, the iOS 14 update. And then, so it's just, like, nice because it has a Bible verse every day. So when I find myself, like, just, like, scrolling through my phone, I see that and it brings me back to God, you know. But,
yeah. Do you have any prayer requests for us?
Nothing in particular I can think of right now, but. Thanks for having me. Like, it's really nice meeting you guys, though.
It was so fun to meet you.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for Kayla, and I thank you for allowing her to be on the podcast today with us. This conversation has been so great and fun. I pray for all of our listeners that they will live lives according to you all throughout this week, and that they will believe and trust in you as 2021 comes around. I also pray that Kayla will always see you working in her life, no matter what, whether it be directly or through other people. But I thank you for those people who she's seen youth in, and that they will continually lead her closer to you. Thank you for everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you for being on the podcast. It was such a great conversation, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls. And also check out our YouTube channel and our blog linked below.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.